This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Shoot Chats, Hour 5, G-Bag Nation on 105.3. The Fan Rangers just got the whooping sticks out once again. Another sign that this offense could very well be back in a big way. Maybe even American League leading type of offense with another vulgar display of baseball power. And they're not even done yet. They're going to get up to bat one more time here. Anyway, it's time for Zach Wolchuk's proper round tripper here, Zachary.
Well, right before this one started, we were expecting to get Tyler Malley on the bump for his spring training start. Instead, it was Jack Leiter who replaced Malley as the Rangers starter today. Malley was scratched an hour before the game against the Angels in what was described by GM Ross Fenstermaker as super precautionary due to a bit of forearm soreness. Now, you know that this was precautionary because if there was any real concern, they would have scheduled an MRI, but the Rangers do not currently have plans to send Malley for an MRI on the arm on which he had elbow ligament surgery in 2023. They believe he's got plenty of time to get ready for the opening day roster. Quote, it's still the point of spring when we've got time. It was something he felt he could push through and pitch today, but we just didn't feel it was necessary, so we're just playing it on the conservative side, said Fenstermaker. So hopefully nothing really to see here. Nothing to worry about. Tyler Malley's fine. Instead, it was Jack Leiter, and Leiter was really good through the first couple of innings. Had four Ks in a row. Velocity was up around 98, 99 miles per hour on his pitches, and he got some run support today, boy. Marcus Semien leading off with his second dong ball of the spring, a leadoff homer. He had Jake Berger drawn a walk that allowed Corey Seager to score. Kyle Higashioka's drawn walks. That allows Wyatt Langford to score. Wyatt came back, hit his first homer of the spring on a bang, fly bang. Ball to left field. And then he had an RBI single in the third inning as well. And then he had Kyle Higashioka come back. Boom. There's another dong. So the Rangers were absolutely crushing it. Dustin Harris joined the party in the bottom of the sixth. I mean, this was incredible when it comes to the home run power. The Rangers were showcasing 13-4 right now as they're headed to the bottom of the eighth inning.
They got power up and down the lineup, Wolchuk. Mm-hmm. Everything that you would hope for. And update on Langford. I know last year we started the Wyatt Bangford nickname, Bang Bang. We were looking for the call and everything. It kind of fizzled because he wasn't hitting homers. And then he got hurt. It wasn't until later on in the year where it actually started to come together. But speaking of coming together, there is a prominent Ranger social media account named Wyatt Bangford, and Kennedy Landry herself just 2 hours ago on the heels of that homer tweeted, Bangford is back.
Bangford is back. There we go.
So it's finally getting traction.
Let's go.
Okay, don't give up on it with me. I think we're in the home stretch.
I'm in on this. This is awesome. Now, more good news. Rangers' Adolis Garcia is going to get at-bats. He's on track to play DH soon. So he had the oblique strain. He's going to get at-bats. He got at-bats in the backfields earlier today, and he's supposed to play designated hitter on Thursday against the Giants. That game will be in Scottsdale. Weather pending. There is a high chance of rain, apparently, in the forecast. According to the Dallas Morning News, Jacob deGrom also expected to start that game. So Thursday could be a good one.
Let's go. A lot of stuff to get excited about right there. I mean, seeing DeGrom right there is worth the price of admission.
Sure
right
is.
There. I'd rather watch a DeGrom spring training game for four innings or whatever he's going to throw than a regular season game, Brian.
Well, I thought you could say the Mavs.
Well, obviously, than the Mavs. I want nothing to do with that dumpster fire right now, but... the baseball is exciting, and then Dolly, you know.
Dolly is exciting.
Well, I want to be wrong on my prediction that, you know, we're seeing the beginning of the end. But even if I'm right, he's still good enough to have a hot stretch in the regular season, one of the postseason. That's all we need from him, Brian.
What are you doing over there?
Hoping for the
what
best.
What are you doing over there?
What I mean, do you like the player or not?
He's hopeful.
What did he just do? What did he just do? Did he just...
He's hedging his bets, and I appreciate and respect
him. Like, I know I told you, I really am not very happy right now with Adolis, but I think he's got a shot.
You got to give your honest opinion in this business. Sometimes you know you got to give it.
I think you do this on purpose.
But nobody wants to hear it.
I think you do this just to kind of mess with people, just to see if anybody's listening. I really do.
I think you're giving me too much credit. I'm just trying to give my honest opinion and not offend anybody, you know? Maybe you should try that sometime.
When did you start that?
This is ridiculous. This text that we just got from the 817.
Well, what happened?
What happened
this
now?
Is unbelievable.
Oh, jeez.
Serious question. Are there real humans out there that enjoy listening to spring training games? I mean, the answer is yes.
I tell you, I honestly do.
It was the follow-up that said I'd rather listen to Wolchuk's top 10 on foods than spring training baseball. No shade on the rest of the Bullies' top 10s. What? They just don't like the food ones. What is it about the food ones? I feel like the food ones are always a hit. They get tons of interaction on this.
I think it works up an appetite for individuals. Yeah. Sometimes they're on the clock. They have no way to going to capitalize on the amazing foods that were, you know, we paint quite the picture.
And are some of them home runs? No, you're right. Some of them stink.
Well, I mean, but I've done research on it, Wolchuk. It's amongst our highest rated segments.
Are you being serious?
No,
He's not at all. He's telling you that. It's one of the highest.
I think
you're his guy.
And then about 2 minutes, he's going to tell you like.
I can't tell you anytime we're out there, that top 10, the wives, they love it. The wags,
they like it. Yes.
The wags are big fans.
Thank you.
It gives them a break from sports.
I do not give a damn, hockey man. I'm sorry. Hey, what? Not
hockey man.
Not you, hockey man.
You're going
hockey,
back to the 903 guy.
That's what I'm saying, hockey man. I do not
He's
give.
He's still ticked about that.
I don't care.
972. I love the food segment.
His family, whatever they are, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever, got him to come here. That's all I care about.
Okay, 214 says, I hope Dawson will actually watch Rangers game this season instead of just relying on box scores to make a viewpoint on players and teams.
What?
I'll have you know, I went back and watched that game last year. I know which one you're speaking of, that I was the victim of a baseless attack from Jared Sandler on afterwards.
And that's why you're a fat.
Leiter got lucky that game a lot. Now, the good news is Leiter figured it out this offseason. He was on fire today, Chuck.
Thank you. Thank you.
What was that drop?
It was the crosstalk.
The fatties.
Okay.
You're right, 817. I'm going to move on seamlessly. Don't care. Rangers, the hopium, all right? This is what they've done on The Athletic. They went ahead. They got every single fan base among Major League Baseball, the hopium meter. Mm. Which one is the most optimistic going into this season?
Dodgers.
Yeah, yeah. The Dodgers would be number one.
They spent $1 billion.
And they should be optimistic. Yeah. I mean, hell, they're signing everybody. They've got basically a super team, and they're the reigning World Series champs. What's surprising is number two.
Oh, I'm going to give it to you.
You're going to give it to me?
I am going to give it to you.
Well, then give it to them, dang it.
I'm waiting.
Milwaukee Brewers.
The Milwaukee Brewers? Did you pull that out of your ear? Is it a fart in the wind?
Kansas City Royals.
No.
Oh, now he's leaking confidence.
Yeah, I'm not. I said Milwaukee Brewers.
You said two teams that confidence meter are not even in the top 10 right now, Brian. You're not even close.
Atlanta Braves.
Arizona Diamondbacks.
Yes!
Arizona?
Baseball guy of the day!
Ding,
Gavin
ding.
Dawson!
You can feel it in the air out there.
Woo!
You can see it in the box scores that was a team that was going to be dominant.
As he was driving down the highway. God, this Arizona Diamondback team looks like it's going to be pretty good
this
year. And
that's your second club, Brian. You love the D-backs.
You might have been able to notice it as well if you hadn't been drinking the entire week.
You're a big D-back guy.
Yeah. I tell you, I am.
We were about to go out there for Game 5 and watch that legendary night together.
Remember, who was it that said, somebody told me that they, remember, who was it? Were you with me when someone said they went to that game? Like there was a, there's
oh,
a.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, there was a Rangers fan that went to that game.
I'm sure there was quite a few.
No. Did somebody
from the.
When we were at the.
Was it Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers?
Yeah.
Somebody said it?
Yeah.
That they, honestly, dude, that, I don't remember.
Yeah. Oh, they'll come back next Friday when we're there once again and Yule is at Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers.
And they said, no, I went out to the game. It was one of the Arizona guys. It was one of the Arizona owners.
That's right. That makes sense.
He said he was at the game.
They're probably Diamondback fans. Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry that we had to beat you. Not sorry at all.
The Diamondback fans are excited about
their football team. They're really pumped. The two Corbins instead of one from Optimist Nancy. Optimist Jacob. I know that we've got names for these people. I might still be high from our improbable postseason run the year before, but I feel like this offseason went about as well as I could have asked. The addition of Josh Naylor.
My guy's doing a good job there.
Christian Walker is a loss, and the surprise signing of Corbin Burns makes our rotation look surprisingly elite, so they're pumped. But number three is your Texas Rangers. In fact, the optimism, it's even higher this year than it was a year ago, coming off a World Series, if that's believable. Optimist Austin said was the Saturday night of the bachelor party where we had the time of our lives. That was 2023. 2024 was the Sunday reminder we aren't young men anymore, and 2025 is the Monday we get back to work. Optimist Edwards said, I've never had a hangover last more than a year. And you're right. I think it's time to snap out of this. Optimist Corey, that was majors. The addition of Jake Berger and Jock Peterson can make the lineup daunting. Other than the Dodgers, the Rangers could have the best lineup this year. Now, MLB.com did put out the top hitting duos for the 2025
season. And I want to get to that, Wolchuk, but before we exit this optimism ratio or the hopometer.
The hopometer.
Not only are your Rangers third, Brian, but after you know where the Rangers are, you're probably wondering where are the Rangers' rivals.
Oh, yeah, sure. That's good. That's good thinking there.
The Astros 19th, 59% optimistic. They say the dynasty is over. The A's at 49%, Seattle 32% on the hopometer. Their lack of offense basically leaving them hopeless, and the Angels at 11.5%. So, the news is good. Even though the Mariners got that vaunted pitching department, they their owners are the biggest cheapskates in the world. They're like, no, we're good. We'll just spend about $140 million.
The Angels?
No, the Mariners.
Mariners. Yeah.
I mean, they could easily drop the hammer on you, add three good bats, and run away with this division for next half decade.
Good point.
But you know they want $100 million cash instead. Wolchuk.
Well, speaking of Houston, I mean that's a great transition because number 12 on the list of the top 12 hitting duos for the 2025 season, it is Altuve and Alvarez, Yordan and Jose. They're at 12. 11 is Jose Ramirez and Stephen Kwan of the Guardians. Ronald Acuna Jr. and Matt Olson of the Braves come in at 10. Fernando Tatis and Manny Machado of the Padres at 9. Ketel Marte and Corbin Carroll, the D-backs, at 8. And then you have Seager and Semien of the Rangers at 7. They write, the perpetual injury concerns for Seager lingers, and Semien is coming off his worst year since 2018. But I think we have to consider the World Series hangover is real with Marcus. He played every single game. He appeared in 162 games in 21, 161 in 22, 162 in 23. Tack on 17 playoff games. That bled into November, and it's possible could have just been exhausted. He's counting on him to look a lot more like the 2023 version than he was last year. And then Seager's, of course, MVP caliber. I don't know that you can that you throw Semien in there anymore. I think he's having a bounce back season.
If you're not throwing Semien, who are you throwing?
Probably Langford.
I was going to say Langford.
Yeah. I think bang bang. Corey and bang bang. If not, maybe it's Corey and a burger.
Yeah. I was going to say.
Bong and a blintz.
Yeah.
Smoking a
pancake. Mash burger. And don't forget Jock.
Could it be a Jock? Mm. Could it be a burger and a Jock? A Jock burger?
Man, Semien's hitting 172 in spring training. Not that that means anything, but
he's working on things.
Coming off a year where he hit 237,
he's working on things.
I don't know the last time that I watched Marcus Semien playing and I was like, oh yeah, here comes Marcus. You know, he had a couple of big hits in the postseason run.
But he did overall struggle at the plate in the playoff run. He did have the home run that sealed the deal for you in game 5 to win it, which was huge. But he was a little bit off when it came to offensively during the postseason for the majority of it. I mean, you had Adolis Garcia as your MVP for a reason, at least in the ALCS, but the first three series as well. Him and Mitch Garver, I mean, they had come up with timely at bat after timely at bat.
Yeah, but when it comes to a guy like Marcus, it's a what have you done for me lately? And today was a leadoff dong.
It was a leadoff dong. So did Langford.
The best kind.
Langford and Higashioka is the one we're sleeping on here.
If he was, if I knew he was going to be, yeah, if I knew he was going to be full time, I'd feel pretty good about it.
Well, even if he's not, he might be in the lineup. He could just be DHing for you.
That's true.
On days that Jonah's behind the bag there.
Put me down for a 20 in the Higashioka Don column.
I like that. 20 Higashiokas. Shout out to Dave Roberts, by the way. He agreed to a massive extension after winning the World Series through 2029 with the LA Dodgers.
They pay him to coach that team?
Yeah, they do. They do. He's expected to earn slightly more than $8 million a year.
Hmm.
So he's going to earn $32.4 million across 4 years. You think anybody could just manage that team? Is that what you're saying? Like Dave Roberts overrated?
I think I could fill out the lineup card.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I could win a World Series as manager of the Dodgers and a Super Bowl as head coach of the Eagles.
If Sirianni could do it, anybody can, right?
Would Dawson be more punchable in the face than Sirianni?
No, not in the face.
You think fans would get upset with you, Dawson?
Those fans.
Oh, they'd get upset with him.
Always. Because
you'd be arrogant as hell.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they'd both be just as arrogant.
Yeah, maybe.
But I think Sirianni's face is more punchable than Gavin's.
Yeah.
Now, once you get to know each individual, I've heard Sirianni's actually a lovable sweetheart.
Yeah.
Gavin's probably the one you want to beat the crap out of more between the two.
Dang, Dawson.
But
I'm your Huckleberry.
Grayson Rodriguez, he's been shut down for a week with elbow discomfort. He's going to start the season on IL. Bad news for the O's. Man, the American League East is taking a big injury report when it comes to their pitchers right now. Lucas Giolito of the Red Sox was pulled as well. He's got tightness in his left hamstring. That ain't good for Boston. And it's also not good because Brian Bello is expected to miss the start of the season. And Rafael Devers has delayed his debut. So the Yankees were hit with the biggest injury that we ever saw so far this offseason with Garrett Cole and Tommy John. But Boston's dealing with it. Baltimore's dealing with it. You know what? The American League East is just going to stink this year. It's all about the Rangers in the West. We're going to run away with this AL, boys.
Need to go back to smoking cigarettes and not working out.
That's the key.
Yeah, that's the key.
I think you're right. Just
stretch like
morning heaters.
Yeah. Works for Lucas.
Whiskey for breakfast. It sure does.
Stretch like the 58 Colts. Just kind of roll your arms a couple times and go out there and play.
All right, back to you, Mr. Non-Punchable Face.
Hey, you're talking to baseball right here. Did you guys, we talked about the Texas Rangers hat that were discontinued yesterday.
Yeah.
Did you see the rest of the hats?
Oh, they're all bad.
Did you see the Los Angeles Angels?
The nails.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, wow, did you see these hats? Have you been privy to?
I've seen a couple of them.
The T in Texas doesn't really stand for Texas anymore. Apparently,
it was Houston the A-Hos, I think.
Yeah, yes. They were the A-Hos.
There's some pretty good ones in there.
It's definitely a weird. I get maybe like the initial idea. You're throwing crap against the wall. New era is trying to come up with new styles, and they're putting the logo in the middle of the team name that's on the front of the hat. And I think it really only worked for the Cubs because the C for the Cubs logo just planted right there in the middle of Chicago.
Oh.
It works out. But pretty much everybody else just was either confusing or a bit not safe for work, like the Rangers.
They didn't look at this and see this before they print it out?
No.
They're not proof checking.
You think they're in trouble?
No.
Well, the guy whose idea it was to take it and run with it might be. Whoever signed off on that?
Rob Manfred. Go ahead.
It was costing them quite a bit.
Yeah, it was a new era
merchandise.
Thing. So they're the ones to blame.
Are they?
It's usually fanatics that you can blame, but I guess not in this particular instance.
You have to have like a uniform malfunction every year, right?
Yeah. I mean, that would have been amazing if they rocked those, if the players were wearing those hats out there on the diamond.
Friday hat.
We have the juggiest team in baseball history.
Very juggy.
Right on time. Thank you. Woolchuck.
Chief, what are we doing next?
We have a sports hodgepodge.
Juggy team. Ha, ha, ha.
There's a new big name NFL wide receiver that is now off the market. We'll bring you that news. We have a Guinness World Record to speak of.
What?
And let's grade these new MLB concession items next in the nation.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Segment is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck wreck, call the Frankels, 214 or 817-333-3333. With Franklin Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Okay. Our Rangers won 13-6. And our Ranger updates are brought to you by Advanced Hair Restoration. Go to advancedhair.com. Here's Eric Chiafalo with a sports hodgepodge.
Okay, a couple of NFL items for you. The first of which is DeAndre Hopkins has signed a one-year deal to be wide receiver 3 in Baltimore, catching balls from Lamar. So he goes from Kansas City to Baltimore, and that's what Baltimore does, man. They just they wait until you don't really have much left in the tank, and they bring you in at the wide receiver position. And I do actually think that's a nice little move for them. I don't know how much he can really contribute, but as wide receiver 3, sure-handed dude, that is now one of the new weapons for Lamar Jackson. You also have Ian Rappaport talking about the Brock Purdy deal with the Niners, and he says that there's no deal imminent right now. It's going to be fascinating to see what that number ends up being. A lot of talent has left the building in San Francisco, one of which today was was the edge rusher who ended up signing with the Falcons. That was Leonard Floyd, and all signs point to them letting him go is everybody's Bosa. Just expecting Joey Bosa, older brother of Nick Bosa, to end up there. It seemed like it was between Miami and San Francisco for him. No official news on Bosa yet, but if they're releasing Leonard Floyd, who is, I mean, perpetually getting 8-9 sacks a season, I'm assuming they know that they have Bosa in hand. So we await that particular deal. But the Brock Purdy stuff is going to be interesting. I can't wait to see what they end up giving to him.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's a situation right now where if you're a Niners fan, I'm now convinced our championship window is closed. And now the owner is coming in to nail it forever shut. Because the players that they've lost, to lose those people as you're getting ready to sign Brock Purdy, this just, it can't go well. What they need to do is trade the quarterback for extra draft picks and try to, you know, draft up another good team and go for it again.
Yeah, I mean, I do. I think that most of the guys that they've seen leave were guys that underperformed, and you probably didn't want to match those deals. but Brock Purdy being signed at a big number is definitely going to handicap you in a huge way, and you better be drafting your tail off if you're John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan there. But yeah, they're going to be kind of a weird team that everybody looks at to be like, yeah, they should be really good. But going into the season, after the draft, we'll have a better idea of it. But if they're going to hand Brock Purdy a bunch of money, that I don't think that results in, unless they go full filthy with it a year or two from now and start to really throw money at it once they kind of get everything in order after letting a lot of these guys walk this offseason. But Brock Purdy's not the type of guy that you can pay a bunch of money to and then not put an immense amount of talent around him and expect to do anything substantial in the postseason.
Who's the favorite in the West now?
I think it's the Rams.
I mean, the Rams would be my pick today. They would be. With the way their defensive line is, Stafford, you add Adams. I think that's a great compliment to Nacua. They can run the ball with Kyron Williams, and they draft well. I mean, I'd assume that they're probably going to find another couple of guys they can be impact players for.
Sure.
Yeah, I think it's the Rams for sure. And then the Cardinals are sneaky. If Kyler Murray can stay healthy and when they bring in Josh Sweat added to the defense, we'll see what other stuff that they can do. But I think they're putting together a decent roster if Kyler can stay healthy. But and San Francisco, it'll still be a good division. You know, it'll still be tough sledding in the division. San Francisco is not just going to be awful. And we'll see with Seattle. I think Seattle got worse going from Geno Smith to Sam Darnold, to be honest with you. And moving on from DK Metcalf, they've had some guys walk out of that building as well. So, yeah, I'd go with the Rams right now for sure. Now, a little college football for you guys. I saw this today from ESPN, and the headline read in the article, West Virginia coach Rich Rodriguez, yes, he's back there.
He is.
Bans TikTok dancing. Now, we just heard from Matt Rhule. Wasn't our guy, old Fat Rhule in Nebraska, that was doing TikTok workouts, making his guys, he hated the TikTok.
That's right.
And so he was making them do wall sits, and then in between wall sits, they had to do a TikTok dance.
Yeah.
And it was just like, hey, if you like to dance, then let's go ahead and do it here while your legs are on fire.
How to fast track your players to the portal 101,
yeah,
I think is what you called that.
That's a pretty good call. Well, what do you think Rich Rodriguez is doing with this one here? He says he doesn't like the TikTok dancing, and you see it a ton in the college sports world. These guys are in the locker room.
It is wild.
I mean, it doesn't matter the sport. Like, yeah, you win a game, or maybe it's just a practice, and you got like half naked dudes in the locker room,
yeah,
and they're putting together a TikTok dance choreographed together, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them. So it's running rampant right now, the college TikTok dancing in the locker room. Rich Rodriguez has had enough. He says they're going to be on it, so I'm not banning them from it. But he says, I'm just banning them from dancing on it. It's like, look, we try to have a hard edge or whatever, and you're in there in your tights dancing on TikTok. Ain't quite the image of our program that I want.
Yeah, I think I don't know. I guess I'm going to swim the other way with it. I would embrace it. I'd be like, let's try to be tough dancers. You know, some guys are tough dancers. That's going to be us.
Yeah.
But I just wouldn't want to be super crusty guy. I would be worried about that, especially if I'm rich. I got to be mid-60s. I'm coming up on 70, aren't I? Seems like I've been hearing about Rich Rodriguez for 3 decades here in college football.
Yeah, but what about the time and place aspect? Like, dude, you still have TikTok. If you want to be in your dorm room doing dances or whatever, I can't do anything about that. But you're in my locker room right now. Okay, let's go ahead and have some professionalism. You're getting paid, aren't you? Heck yeah, you are.
This is team building. This is bonding. You know, this is what we do, you know, when we're not playing football. I would say judge me on my performance on the field.
I'll be honest with you. I think we should be incorporating more of this. If you're talking about team bonding, why aren't we doing G-bag TikTok dances on the daily?
Dude, I might be biased because I love these damn dances and I wish I could do them. But
do you participate? Has your daughter had you participate in any of these?
No, she knows better than that.
Yeah.
And plus, I think Apple doesn't fall from the tree there when it comes to her dancing ability relative to mine.
You know, shots fired.
She figured out around 9 or 10 that she didn't have the dancing talent either.
Oh,
so
no.
She's not asking. And if she did, I would say yes, but it would be terrible.
Yeah, which might make it great. Yeah.
It could.
It could make it amazing.
Yeah, I'm down if you guys want to try it.
Like, I think ours would be bad, but funny bad.
But here's the other thing, though, is I don't understand where they're getting the sort of the playbook here on what's the dance. Like, are these guys actually making it up themselves?
No.
Are they copy and pasting from somebody else? How do I get down this choreography?
Yeah, I had
to look this up because LSU, like Kyron Lacy and all those guys down there, they're doing a dance. I'm saying this right. It's called the trip out. It's what the name of the dance is.
All right, I'm on it.
Yeah, check it out.
Let him go.
Look at Lacey and those guys. What they're doing.
I think like
but that's what the name of the dance is. And and you're right, Eric. They do it in the locker room, and they're like, got nothing on, and so they're kind of the way the
just
dance
swinging
is
swinging schwans.
It exactly, and so it's
exactly. Is that what that dance is?
I don't think
no. That's what
the trip out dance is. Definitely a very crotchial sort of dance.
Okay. Exactly, and that's why I think in Rich nature. Rodriguez Rehumping? Is like saying, "No,
I like your name better though."
Pelvic thrust,
no. Swinging schwans very aggressively. The new viral dance that is taking over the internet: the swinging schwans.
It's like the
let's
LSU
go to the LSU locker room.
Yeah,
these go viral like a meme would, and then for the next however days, 3 days, 60 days, it's the hot thing like a hot song would be.
Yeah.
You know, Remy actually has this one in her algorithm on YouTube Kids where we're doing this, and she, you know, she gets her little arm up and swings it back and forth. And
starts flexing on a little bit.
I don't know exactly what she's doing.
That's a John Wall.
But it's part of kids' lives is these damn viral
John
dances.
Wall dance.
Yeah.
Keep it in the dorm, bro. Keep it in the dorm. Hey, do it in the cafeteria. Do it in your badass car that you have because you're a player at West Virginia. Don't do it in my locker room with your pants off.
This is our locker room, coach.
Yeah, at least keep your pants on.
It's a family, remember?
Just do it with your pants on.
What I do with my family.
We ride together. We dance together.
Yeah.
Okay, now let's dip into a couple of new, Walchuk, did you perhaps lay your eyes on these? A couple of new MLB concession items? Now, this is not Globe Life Field.
No, I stayed away from this. I saw that in your email.
These are not the Texas Rangers yet. I do look forward to that moment.
Oh,
I actually ran into Fran from Legends Hospitality at Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers on Friday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
She runs the food in the press box at the Cowboys, and I'm actually starting to make some strides into being welcomed into the Cowboys taste of the new season.
Moving on
ends
up
coming up here sometime in the
summer.
So
they've invited you to be a tester guy?
I sort of invited myself, let's be honest. But, I mean, Fran is very accommodating.
No, Fran's wonderful.
I think any of us could go with our credential. I think we're allowed in. I don't think it's
wonderful.
Invite.
If it's just one per team,
just go.
I got dibs. Seat check. But I would love to share that moment with all you guys, speaking of bonding. Mm-hmm. We could dance together. We could eat together.
We could eat together. We could break bread.
Let's break bread with the Cowboys. And honestly, we should try and get in the mix for our Rangers.
That'd
Why
be
not?
Fun.
Because
be
I'm
cool.
sure the taste of the Rangers is going to be coming up here within the next probably 10 to 14 days,
yeah.
You know, as we approach opening day. So maybe we could get in the mix on that. We know Globe Life Field does it better than anybody. But let's take you around MLB here with I have three new concession items.
Here we go.
Ballpark concession items. Let's start in Baltimore.
Baltimore. Oh, some sort of crab cake thingy.
Okay.
Pass.
Old Bay.
Pass.
Hey, y'all, just go to Darren Revelle's Twitter account so you can look at these.
Darren.
This first one, we're coming out of the gates on fire, okay? This, to me,
the
is the
Bay
one
burger.
Seed right now.
The Old Bay Burger.
It's called the Warehouse Burger.
Okay, I've seen this one.
You have not.
Yeah, I have.
You've never seen a burger like this.
Yeah, I have. It's what, three patties?
It's actually, unfortunately, only two.
Okay.
But they look thick. It looks like that's a pound of beef.
I saw a picture of this thing.
It looks like half-pound patties.
The bun looks kind of sad.
The bun. The bun almost has this.
It's not big
it's
enough.
It's a pretzel bun.
Yeah, but it's
a pretzel bun, dude.
It doesn't look big enough for the burger. It's not holding it together.
I don't know that there is necessarily a bun big enough for this.
Because the patties
we'll
do.
Make one.
The circumference of the patties is definitely larger than the circumference of the bun.
They needed to make the patties more symmetrical with the buns. The patties are a little too large here.
See, as a patty lover, I don't hate the bread.
Every
star
single
of the
time.
Show is the patty.
Okay, well then,
but the pretzel bun is a nice touch.
This is the star of the show. It's because it's like a pound of meat with no bun. That's why you like it.
Well, Baltimore's doing it with the pretzel bun, two beef patties topped with queso fundido. Fried onions. I love that. The fried onion touch,
it's
I think,
nice,
is strong.
Nice
little way I do onions.
Grillo's pickle de gallo.
Pickle de gallo.
And it's pickle.
Pickle de gallo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Scrap that.
There's a whistle sauce, whatever that is. Looks good. And again, yeah.
That's
served,
good.
It's got mayonnaise
served
in it.
On the pretzel bun.
It's probably mayonnaise.
Have you laid your eyes on this thing yet? Have you guys looked at it?
I have.
I love it. I love the look. Yeah. I mean, the pico is... You know, leaves a little bit to be desired with giant chunks of tomato in my brain.
But you're right, the overflowing patties would annoy me. to the
ball. Wow. Okay. We'll just, hey,
single listen, that thing up.
We'll agree to disagree on that. Single that thing up. Take a great masterpiece and just whittle it down.
Well, I'm with Brian. I think you've downed the bun to like
he has.
It being like
he
a has. Condiment.
He has.
It's just one no, of the other things besides the patty.
This wouldn't be good to hold and eat.
He eats
We're not
these,
trying to get out of here without any food burgers. Droppings.
He eats legendary burgers and he leaves half the bun on in the basket.
At no
every
point,
time.
You, not every time.
Every that's, time.
That's not, a falsehood.
That's not
that's
false.
A falsehood.
That's not false.
Sometimes.
I mean, when the chef at Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers came out and showed me some love, there wasn't a bun left on that plate. No, there was not. When you made Philly cheesesteaks the other day,
bro,
there was no bread
bro,
left on that
please,
plate.
Please be truthful and tell people you don't eat all the bread.
From time to time, but not every time. But that's beside the point. I think this is a 10 out of 10 food item. Okay, I don't care what you guys want to downsize it. You guys are ridiculous.
Nobody's downsizing.
Looks incredible.
I just want better bun and meat ratio.
Bingo.
I can't hold this.
Yeah.
And
with those bear paws?
No.
Well, Chuck, you can hold anything.
The bun is not holding all of this in. That's the issue here. That's that.
Poor,
this is,
poor
this
use
is not,
of vessel.
We need to do a better job of holding this in together.
Yeah.
All right. Classic agree to disagree situation. We head to Arizona. Broadus's D-backs. Filthy Mac fries.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
now, they're going with the Cajun crinkle cut fry.
Cajun crinkle cut.
Okay. In white cheddar mac.
Okay.
So you're going with the white cheddar.
Mac. I like that.
You have regular cheddar cheese on there, pork belly bacon.
Ooh.
And then a cola barbecue sauce.
Cola, so they use, okay, the sweetness of a Coke.
And then you got slaw, crispy onion, and scallions on there. That
Which
thing.
Dawson would not want.
It looks.
This looks delicious.
It looks really good, dude. Can you imagine having the warehouse burger from Baltimore with a side of the Arizona D-backs filthy Mac fries?
And a defibrillator.
Clear.
Yeah, you'll probably need one of those. And then we head to Miami where the Marlins are doing pull-apart sliders. Sliced steak topped with provolone, roasted peppers and onions with chili aioli on pull-apart King's Hawaiian rolls.
We've
now
had those before here.
These fit like a glove. This is a tremendous
We did
bun
those with
ratio.
Brats and beer cheese that one time. Remember
yes.
I brought those in?
And it was a total win. It was a crowd pleaser. So those are the three.
Oh, yeah.
I think I go in that order, though. I think I go warehouse burger one, filthy Mac fries two, and then the sliced steak, the pull apart sliders three.
Those pull apart sliders do look good.
I think I'd go straight to the pull apart slider. They'd be
that'd be your one seed.
Yeah.
Hawaiian rolls
I just
are hard to
reposted
beat.
Them all at GBag Nation on Twitter. Three amazing items, although I didn't see any that would surpass the Hurtado nachos for the best item in all of sport. Right? Am I wrong on that?
You're not
wrong.
You are not wrong.
Thank you.
That Oaxaca dog is getting it done too.
Thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
A sports hodgepodge is in the books, and when we return, it's time to cross with the Fan After Dark, see what Fred and Blake have cooking here for you in a Toxic Tuesday night.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Fan. Thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan, and we're getting ready now to hand off the broadcast baton to The Fan After Dark. Fred and Blake. I see a Freddy. Where's Blake?
He had his girlfriend's wallet or something like that, so we had to go run that down to her.
Man, he's got a lot of stuff going on with family members while the show's going on shortly before.
Can't, like, plan moment. This better.
That guy's buttoned up, huh?
Failure launch situation?
Well, I mean, it's never a dull moment with Blake.
His mom might be bringing him some dinner right now.
She could very well be bringing him food.
Dropping off
some golden chick to him last week. And, you know, shout out to Mama Kim. Not only did she bring him, I mean, it wasn't like just one little, you know, value.
It was a feast.
Meal.
I saw her downstairs.
It was three bags of food.
All for
like
Blake.
20 pieces of nugs, tendies.
I love Golden Chick, dude.
Yeah. Golden Chick.
I mean, that's clutch, though, to have mom, like, just close to work, and you're like, hey, I'm hungry, and she brings you food?
Well, and it was helpful, too, because he was being a bear in the pre-show meeting. And so I said, you know, what, you know, sometimes, I mean, we've all done, sometimes you got to look at your calls, be like, okay, what are we doing today? You got to shake him a little
bit. While he was drinking his fries out of his McDonald's fry box?
This was the hangry day.
Mama Kim had brought
And Fred's like, hey, do you give an F today?
Like, let's lock in. You keep shooting down all my ideas, but you don't want to give any. So what are we doing today?
Mm-hmm.
He got some food in him.
Yeah.
Locked in.
We were back.
Let's go.
We were back. So
what do you guys have planned for tonight?
What do we have planned for tonight? Great question. Connor Livesay, he's coming on blogging the boys. Mm-hmm. He's kind of a, what's the best way to put it?
Opinionated?
He's opinionated. All the blogging the boys writers are fantastic. We have our guy Brandon Laurie on quite a bit, the Jess Haney kid, and then Connor, who's got a little spice to him, right? Got a little bit of an attitude. Not necessarily in a bad way. I don't know if I want to go that far, but he's coming on, and then of course we may do one more mock draft because why not? Especially now that you need a cornerback, and I mean let's call it what it is. Who'd be the opposite corner right now if the football season started tomorrow? Would Kalen Carson be the opposite?
Yeah. Carson would be the starter.
Andrew Booth getting some work.
Holy mackerel. So we'll do that. Obviously day two, kind of where are we at in with the Cowboys, and then Peyton Turner, 5 sacks, 4 years. Let's go. I mean, are we not excited about this guy or what?
That's production.
That is production.
Stack him up.
Had never played more than 8 games prior to this season in the first 3 seasons. So, yeah.
It's interesting for him, and I'll do a full report for you tomorrow. The interesting thing is how well he tested. He doesn't play like a guy that tests very well athletically.
He shows some flashes.
Yeah.
Now I you just watched him, so he's fresh in your mind. But I remember seeing against Atlanta this year, he had a big time sack.
No, he had a sack. I put that in my notes. He went around.
Yeah.
So it's like he actually won on the edge.
Right.
This guy's a good run defender, I think.
But it's just inconsistent.
Way inconsistent.
And his availability due to injury has been a big time question mark.
He plays on all your special teams though too.
He does. Him,
Well, he's got those arms.
Yeah.
He can bat down some balls.
The reach,
That's where we're at in Cowboys free agency, Quality guy was good at one point, hasn't played a long time, and is cheap. Perfect Cowboys recipe. Have they signed anybody for over more than 3 a year? Does that happen? This?
Well, I think Solomon Turpin? Thomas is four, right?
Yeah.
2 years, $8 million.
I think I thought it said up to eight. Is it already confirmed that it's like?
It's eight for 2 years, isn't it?
It's eight for two.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought it was with incentives. Either way, guess Solomon Thomas is the exception at four. So there we go. They're making ground somewhere.
Capel Cowboy.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm excited.
Played with Connor Williams.
That is hilarious. We're parsing the difference between three and $4 million for a Cowboy.
Now, me and Fred talked about on the show yesterday, the Cowboys treat themselves as if they're the Eagles, the Chiefs, 49ers, been making it long playoff runs and just trying to do stuff on the edges. We don't need to spend big money. We've already got a good team intact. We'll just do little minor things. No, you need to be like the Jags and the Panthers and the Colts and taking big swings. And if you miss, that's going to happen. But you're not a good team right now to just act like a risk.
That's fair.
They're scared.
You need to be like the Jags, Fred, the Panthers, and the Colts.
What if I said the words? What do these words mean to you?
Okay, this is a scary game. Go ahead.
Old Trafford.
Old Trafford?
Old Trafford.
I would think of a bridge. That's the first thing that came to my mind when you said that.
Old Trafford?
Yeah, Old Trafford.
Luka Doncic?
I don't.
Come on, give an answer, Fred.
Nothing. It means nothing to me.
Old bridge. I thought that was an interesting guess. Brian, you probably know what it is. Woolchuck knows what it is. Chief?
I have no idea.
Lucius, Old Trafford? The home of Manchester United.
Manchester United.
Today was announced after 110 years as their stadium. They're going to build a new one right next door.
Ooh. Yeah.
Should have known that one.
I'm sure there's some heartbroken Man U fans. They'd probably rather just, that's hollowed ground right there.
It is, yeah. You're a FIFA guy, right?
No.
No, not a FIFA guy. FIFA guy? No, not a FIFA guy.
Oh,
no,
we can play some FIFA shots one night. Let's get it going, boys.
I was just playing with the Brazil international team and beat my cousins who were like 6 years younger than me.
Brazil's really good.
Something tells me, though, if they're building a new one after all these years, it's going to be dynamite nasty.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, some of the renderings, they're going to put on a show with
they're owned by the Glazer family that owns the Bucks.
Maybe they're going to move to Tampa.
The fans are protesting a little bit over there.
A little protest, A little protest. Trying to get them to sell the team.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's been, I think, 10 years. They pledged that we're going to bring you back to greatness, last year was their worst year ever, and they're about to finish up their new worst year ever.
Yeah. Mm.
They
change managers every 2 weeks at that place.
It's been pretty rough.
Yeah.
Well, at least if you're going to watch a bad soccer team, you get to do it in the comfy confines of a brand new
And they've stadium. Been sellouts. Yeah. They've been sellouts somehow. And not like Mav sellouts, like legitimate sellouts until very recently.
They're kind of the EPL's version of the Cowboys a little bit, aren't they?
Yes, absolutely.
At this point in the game, sad to say, it's been a while now since the days of Ronaldo and Giggs and Scholes and
Ferguson.
Ferdinand.
Does LeBron still have an ownership share?
I think he's Liverpool. He's Liverpool, yeah.
Remember his
blood. He's with the Henry Group.
Okay.
Speaking of once all-time greats, Tiger Woods is done. What do you guys most remember about Tiger Woods in that whole run? I mean, it's been 15 years since he had the deal
with his wife taking that club to the Escalade. I mean, that's the first thing that comes to my mind.
I'm thinking of
Fred's thinking what I have.
That's
done.
Domestic violence, too, by the way.
It absolutely is.
No laughing matter.
Perkins waitresses. I mean, man of the people.
What was the Olympian? Vox, Skyler, something like that. The Olympian that he was.
Lindsey Vonn.
That's probably the first thing that comes to my head. Or the red polo. One of the two.
I'm more of a Veronica Vaughn guy myself.
I first got here, Nui
was doing this segment every day, tracking the story called Tiger's Wood. It was hilarious. Thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup at Master Control. Thanks to Woolchuck and Chia Follow and brought us. I'm Gavin Dawson. Fan After Dark is next. Have a good one. And until tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation. Eddies.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host.
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.